Welcome to the AMGU Telecom Podcast. Here's the team from AMGU with insider news and opinions on the issues affecting you from the mobile industry, AMGU phones, and everything Android. Hello, this is the AMGU Podcast, and I'm your host, Adrian. Today, we're going to talk about smartphones for seniors, so those are the older people in our lives. It's commonly held that smartphones are too complicated, too newfangled, and too expensive for older people to use. But that doesn't have to necessarily be the case. And in today's phone market, where feature phones, so those are the old-fashioned bar phones with keys that have very few functions, are actually starting to disappear all around the world, even in developing nations, smartphones are soon going to be the only option. This means that older users are going to have to get used to using smartphones, even if perhaps they have some misgivings about them. So in this podcast, I'm going to discuss what the strengths and weaknesses are for smartphones for seniors, and whether there are any smartphones at the moment that can be obtained for our parents, grandparents, or older family members that are actually any good specifically for senior users. First of all, let's think about what smartphones could potentially offer to elderly or senior users. At the moment, these family members are likely to only have the option to send a text message or place a voice call with a standard old-fashioned feature phone. But with a smartphone, remember, they're going to have a lot more functions. So, not only can they, of course, use voice calling, which they're accustomed to, and SMS, but they could also send emails. They could do streaming of video calls with grandchildren or family members using apps like Skype. They could take, share, and enjoy pictures or videos of their family at any time. I think especially with the enjoying, because these pictures could be placed on their phone and they could use the phone as kind of a photo album. They could get information whenever they want it from the internet. Also, relatives could find a misplaced phone, or indeed the location of their elderly relative, using the Android Device Manager. So there are a lot of benefits, and I'll talk a bit more about those in detail later on. However, the elephant in the room when we're talking about smartphones for seniors really is age. I don't think it's necessarily accurate to say that old people just can't cope with this newfangled technology. My grandmother's nearly 80 and she's got a friend who's got an internet connection and loves using her tablet to browse the internet and to keep in touch with friends. And so this is a great example that age is not a barrier to using smartphones. I think the reluctance comes from that things change an awful lot. And I mean, I remember when people didn't have mobile phones, really, when I was a child, and I'm 33 now. So imagine if you're in your 70s or older, and having a mobile phone is an incredibly new thing. In fact, you know, you'd already lived a long time before mobile phones even came out into the mainstream. So now that they've become such a huge part of everyday life, I guess a lot of elderly people perhaps think, well, I never needed one before, so why should I bother now? It seems like a lot of hassle. And I get that, and it's fine. However, I do think that perhaps as family members who are of a younger generation, it's really up to us to help to educate our older family members about the benefits of smartphones, because it can actually help them a lot. It can give them a lot in their lives and really make lives a lot better for them. I think especially with the ability to place free VoIP calls over the internet and do voice or video calling with Skype, for example, I mean, that's a massive thing. And as somebody that lives abroad to my grandparents, definitely it's important for me. So typically, what do we need to know about some of the issues that older people have with having a new smartphone? I've looked up some information, and some surveys have showed in the past that older adults, mainly wanted a cell phone for security. So just to be able to keep in touch and to know that family and friends are okay. Now things have changed because younger adults want them for convenience. So there really isn't a meeting of minds when it comes to using smartphones, and that's got to change in order to banish the apathy towards them, perhaps. Convenience has to be shown as something which is really worthwhile for older people as well as younger people. Maybe older people are never going to be very interested in using social media and having a smartphone that can instantly share anything at any time with the world, but that doesn't mean to say that smartphones can't be useful for older people. Another data point is that there's said to be roughly around 21 million Americans over the age of 65 who are generally uncomfortable with technology. And of this group, less than 5% own a smartphone. And that's in America alone. And so this really bears out the fact that, you know, some older people, they perhaps don't have the education regarding technology to see the benefits in place. And if they did, perhaps their attitudes towards it would change a lot. And I think one of the final issues is the waste of money, or perceived waste of money. I know that my grandparents would be horrified to hear that I'd spent perhaps $500 or $600 on a new smartphone. And indeed, that's what you could spend on the newer models that are coming out. They wouldn't ever want to spend that sort of money. And so perhaps there's a feeling that smartphones aren't good value, that they're too expensive, that, you know, they're not important enough, and therefore could be a waste of money for the cost of it. And again, it's perhaps up to us to show our older family members that not all smartphones have to cost $500 or $600 to be effective for them. To be fair, a lot of the modern flagship smartphones are, and we've said this before, over-equipped. They're over-specified, and they've got a lot of features that people don't need or don't want to use. And it's because there's kind of an arms race going on between the bigger name brands who are all trying to be top dog and are filling these smartphones with more and more features. But these aren't necessarily actually very practical or useful for the public. However, what they do is increase the cost of the phones, which really isn't ideal and, again, isn't going to be looked on with a lot of love by older people. I think a final issue is the one of difficulty of use. I know that my grandparents would definitely say, but smartphones are really difficult to use, they're really complicated, I don't have time for that, I just like my normal phone, it's easy to use, I just type in the number and go. And of course, knowing what I know, they are wrong, but that's not the way to approach things. Really, in order to educate in how easy and intuitive smartphones are to use, you've got to show your relatives. So let's put some of these concerns to bed. I think, first of all, let's have a look at cost. As I mentioned, elderly people perhaps aren't going to see a lot of value in smartphones, especially if they are quite expensive. To say that all smartphones are expensive is definitely not the case. And perhaps looking on a high street store, you know, you're going to see much higher prices than the average smartphone. In fact, if you're shopping at the entry level of the market, as we've mentioned here at AMGU, there are excellent smartphones to be had, including, of course, our own range, which are very highly specified, competitive with big name brands, but at a much lower price. And honestly, to put it simply, it's because AMGU don't want or need to charge such high prices and make such a lot of profit by overfilling the phone with features and components that are not necessary, because our aim is to put more smartphones in more people's hands that perhaps didn't have the ability to afford to get a smartphone before in the past, and many of these people would include older people as well. Also, if you think about the tasks that older people are likely to want to use their smartphone for, actually they don't need an incredibly highly specified flagship smartphone, because although smartphones do have functions that they're going to want to start using for the first time, still they're going to want to stick with things that they've been familiar with up to now. So they're going to want SMS. They're going to want voice calling. I think if you can get the older people using Wi-Fi and the internet, that's a massive breakthrough. And indeed, that would be great with apps like WhatsApp or WeChat, because this allows them to communicate briefly and easily, and also send different files like pictures or videos, and to receive them also. So I think that things like that would be very, very beneficial to them. And let's not forget that the VoIP calls as well with Skype, which again would require the use of internet, which only smartphones really can provide well. Given that on average they're not likely to want to work, they're not likely to want to use social media heavily, if at all, they're not likely to be streaming a lot of video or music, actually the specifications of the smartphone that they would require need to be fairly standard, fairly average. And that doesn't mean it's got to be a poor smartphone that's not very good. It just means that they don't need an incredibly highly priced flagship brand. Today, you can be paying $50 or less for a very, very good unlocked Android smartphone from Amgu. And certainly for a $100 budget, you can get a huge range of smartphones with even up to around a 4.5-inch touchscreen, which is quite ample considering that Samsung's flagship of only a few years ago was only about 4.7. Ease of use is a thorny issue, because you can't really argue very, very easily that a smartphone is easier to use than a feature phone, because by its very nature, a smartphone has more functions than a feature phone. Of course, it's going to mean it's got to be a little bit more involved to use it, because a feature phone literally only performs a few functions and does them very, very clearly and easily, of course, which you can't deny. But if we look at the Android OS, Android is built to be intuitive. And also, if you look out for smartphones with stock Android, so that is just the plain Google Android, which is not the manufacturer version, which could be full of weird or unnecessary features that would only serve to confuse older users, and also acts as bloatware, by the way, so they would slow down and eat up the memory of your phone. You're going to get the plainest and simplest user experience using an Android smartphone as possible, because stock Android does not have bloatware, it doesn't have weird features, it's very, very plain and simple. It merely has all of the Google apps and the basic features and functions that Google believe, and believe me, they should know, that phone users require from an Android smartphone. I think also, to banish the ease of use issue, really you need to put some time in to sit with your older family member and show them, give them a tutorial, show them what to do. Put in their phone numbers into the directory so they can easily scroll through and get those. Show them how to operate the camera and the video. For you or I, this is going to be a very, very simple task, but it is daunting and a little bit difficult for people who have never used a smartphone before. See it as a good thing. I'd love to spend more time with my grandparents, so I'd probably quite enjoy trying to help them use a new smartphone, and the benefits available to them once they've mastered it and were able to contact me via video calls, etc., would be quite tangible for both you and them. So it's a win-win, really. Finally, let's talk about security. As I mentioned, older people are more keen on having a phone for the purpose of being secure. So that means being able to get help in an emergency, being able to keep in touch with friends and family. Not for convenience like younger users would have it. So how do we make them realize that a smartphone is good for their security? Well, I think helping them to understand how to use it is one thing. I think setting up direct dials to close friends and family that they might need to contact is also going to be a great idea. You know, they would see it as a kind of emergency button, emergency number, so you could set it up so they can just call you with one push on the screen. That'd be perfect. And of course, that's going to make anyone feel more secure. And don't forget Android Device Manager, which I mentioned at the top of the show. Android Device Manager allows us to log in if we set up the account with our Google account and check the location of the device and to control it in certain ways. So you'd actually be able to check on the location of your elderly relative simply by logging in and diving deep into what Android Device Manager might offer you. And of course, if they do happen to mislay it for some reason, then you can go locate that phone quite easily for them, which again is added security, because of course elderly phone users are going to be horrified at the thought of losing an expensive smartphone. So there you have it. I believe it's definitely possible to encourage our older relatives to start using an unlocked Android smartphone. But it's going to take some work. It's going to take some persuasional skills from yourself. And I think it's going to take a lot of hands-on tuition to get them accustomed with how it works and how to get the best out of their smartphone and really see all of the benefits. But I genuinely believe that if you're looking at entry-level Android smartphones, they're not going to be too expensive. And they offer so many new and exciting ways for elderly relatives to keep in touch with family and friends, to be secure by having direct dial buttons on their home screen to whoever they need in an emergency, and of course to be able to use video chat to see grandchildren or their children, which is a massive, massive step forward than merely sending an SMS or placing a voice call. So if you're ready to recommend a smartphone to your elderly relatives, good luck. Of course, earlier in the show, I've mentioned AMGU's range of unlocked Android smartphones. These are all at wallet-friendly prices that elderly relatives will definitely approve of. And they feature stock Android, which again, as mentioned, is really easy to use and so lends itself perfectly to being on a senior's smartphone. Do remember to take a look at our range of unlocked Android smartphones, and I'll include the link in the show notes, and I'll also include a link to a blog which we've written on smartphones for seniors. Until next time, see you soon.